Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. Hey, what is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Rick Mulready here. Thank you so much for coming to hang out with me today. Really appreciate it. Hope this finds you well, whatever you're up to today. We're going to be talking about choosing the right Facebook ads objective. And I'm going to put right in quotes, choosing the quote unquote right Facebook ads objective. This is one of those areas of setting up your Facebook ad campaign that a lot of people find confusing and is also, frankly, one of the biggest reasons that people don't see the results that they're looking for from their Facebook ads. So we're going to be diving into that today. We're going to dive into the different Facebook ad objectives to choose from, how they're categorized in Facebook when you start to set up your Facebook ads, when to use which objective, which ones that I recommend you use and I see the best results with, and as well as my students do, how the objective fits into what your ads are optimized for, and then what you're charged for when it comes to your Facebook ads, and a whole lot more. So we're going to break that all down here for you today. Now, before we dive into it, though, I want to let you know about the live workshop I have coming up in December here in San Diego, California, the FB Advantage Live, or FBA Live as we call it. Now, the workshop is limited to just 30 people, of which at the time I'm recording this episode for you, there's only 10 spots left. So this is not your normal run-of-the-mill live event where you sit and get spoken at all day, though. FBA Live is a three-day intimate workshop experience where you're going to learn cutting-edge online business building strategies, tips, and tactics that are working right now to grow and automate your business. And by the way, if you're one of my FB Advantage or FB Advantage local students, you get a special discount to attend. So please reach out to me if you're interested and let me know and we can get you taken care of with that. At FBA Live, you're also going to have rare access to and learn from some of the smartest and best online entrepreneurs around. People like Amy Porterfield, Pat Flynn, James Wedmore, Amber McHugh, and more are all going to be there at the event. You're going to be surrounded by other like-minded entrepreneurs who are trying to grow their business just like you. Now, this is an opportunity to implement, with the help of my team and I, your Facebook ad strategy to grow your business. We're going to be personally helping you, looking over your shoulder to make sure that you're walking away with an active, high converting campaign. If you're already running Facebook ads right now, you're going to walk away with your Facebook ads running better, getting better results than where you're currently are right now. You're going to be walking away with everything done the right way. We're going to help you discover those blind spots, the things that may be getting in your way of effectively marketing your business online, and we're going to fix them on the spot. That's the idea of this event. I love doing live events. This is one of the most rewarding things that I do in my business because I get to help students in real time overcome those challenges that they've been facing in marketing their business. So I want to invite you to the upcoming FBA Live, which is going to be December 9th, 10th, and 11th. That's 2016 here in San Diego, California. Join us so that we can personally help you grow and automate your business. Again, this is limited to just 30 people, of which 20 spots are already filled. So if you want to be one of the remaining 10, go over to rickmulready.com/live, where you can see the full agenda and sign up right there to reserve your spot. Look forward to seeing you in San Diego. All right, let's dive into talking about choosing the right objective for your Facebook ads campaign. And as I mentioned earlier, this is one of the big mistakes I see people making when they're not getting the results that they want from their Facebook ads. The objective is the very first thing that you choose when you start setting up your campaign. So when you click that Create Campaign button, whether that is in Power Editor, which is where I recommend that you set your ads up, or within Ads Manager, you click that Create Campaign button, and then you're faced with all the different objectives. That is the very first thing that you have to choose when setting up your Facebook ads campaign. Then obviously you name your campaign. So the idea here is to choose the objective that most aligns with the goal of your campaign, what you're trying to achieve with your campaign. So for example, if the goal of your campaign is to get people to opt in for something, you know, download a cheat sheet or a checklist, then the goal of your campaign is to get conversions on that landing page or on your website. Or if you want to get people to register for a webinar, that is the goal of your campaign. Or if you're trying to send people to a piece of content on your website, that's the goal of the campaign. So you would choose the objective that most aligns with the goal of your campaign. That's why we always talk about here. I talked about it in the last episode, in episode 109, about the three critical elements that you need to do, the hard work that you need to do in order to set up a successful Facebook ads campaign. And one of those things was making sure that you were clear on your strategy, being clear on your game plan. That's the first thing that you need to do, because once you're clear on that, then choosing an objective will be pretty easy for you at that point. Because if you understand your goal, then you can choose the objective when you're setting up your ads campaign that most aligns with that goal. So the objectives are broken up into three categories right now. I say right now because Facebook is always changing things, but Facebook breaks them up into awareness, consideration, and conversion. So basically, this is your kind of the stages of your sales funnel. And so awareness at the top, consideration sort of the middle of your sales funnel, and then conversion at the bottom of your sales funnel, trying to get people to take that action that you want them to take. Now, in the awareness category, we have boost your post, promote your page, reach people near your business, and increase brand awareness. Obviously, as you can tell, or maybe not obviously, but as you can see here from all of these here, they're all just very top of the funnel here. This is boosting your post, promoting your page, reaching people near your business, and increasing awareness. So this is all just getting the word out, if you will, about your business and about you. So this is the awareness play. In the middle of the funnel here, if you will, is consideration. So we have the objectives, send people to your website. I'm going to break down each one of these objectives here in just a minute, by the way. So consideration, we have send people to your website, get installs of your app, raise attendance at your event, get video views, collect leads for your business. Now, collect leads for your business, I really think that should be over there in conversion, but Facebook has it in consideration right now. And again, we're going to break these down here in just a second. And then in the conversion section, we have increased conversions on your website, increase engagement in your app, get people to claim your offer, promote a product catalog, and get people to visit your stores. Now, if you look at that, and I'll put a screenshot of this in the show notes for today's episode, rickmulready.com/110. If you look at these, you know, you could conceivably kind of switch a couple of these within the categories between consideration and conversion, but currently, this is how Facebook has them set up. So let's kind of go through each one of these And then we're going to get into like when you would use each one of these objectives, which ones that I recommend that you use. And we're going to talk a little bit about setting up your ad campaign using an objective here. So within the awareness category, we have boost your post. So this is the, you know, if you have a post on your page and you want to get more people to see it, generally, as you, if you've been following me for any period of time and listening to the show, you know, I'm not a big fan of boosting your post. However, this is the objective in the top left here under the awareness category. So that's what that's all that means is if you have a Facebook post on your page there and you want to boost it, get more people to see it, then that is the first option there. Promote your page. This is if you want to get more page likes. And again, this is something that I don't, unless you're working with a pretty sizable budget, I don't necessarily recommend that you, most people that I talk to are not working with big, big budgets. You know, most people are working with sort of on the smaller budget side, or they're working with a tight budget. In that case, then I don't recommend promoting your page. That's what that objective is for. Reach people near your business. So this is one that's interesting for local businesses, because basically what this is doing here, if you're a local business and you just simply want to be reaching people, I'm like drawing an air circle with my fingers, right, with my hands right now as I'm talking about this. So reach people near your business. If you're a local business and you're simply trying to reach people around your business, maybe you are a dentist's office, for example, and you have your phone number right in the ad and you're looking to drive phone calls to your business, then you might want to consider reaching people near your business as an objective. This is more of the simply, again, it's in the awareness category here. So this is if you're just trying to reach the most number of people around your business, not necessarily with, you know, having a call to action as far as clicking the ad in order to do something. Okay. So obviously you can send people from your ad if you're using this objective, but this, again, think of it more so you're just trying to get the message out about your business to as many people as possible within your local area around your business. This is one of those objectives that I would test out. Again, if you're a local business, I would test it out depending on what the goal of your campaign is. Again, we talked about that. So the objective is going to needs to align with whatever the goal of your campaign is. Then the last objective in the awareness category is increase brand awareness. So this is just a branding play. You're just trying to reach as many people as possible within a target audience, and you don't necessarily care that they are going to click on the ad to take an action. Okay. This is just a simple branding play, as we used to call it. You're just trying to reach as many people, don't necessarily care about them taking a specific action. Of course, you do. You're trying to get the word out about your business. Of course, you want to ultimately get a sale from this. But if your goal is to just reach as many people as possible, then increase brand awareness is one of those objectives. I'm not a big fan of it, and we'll get into that here in just a second, which objectives that I do recommend. So then going through the consideration category here, we have send people to your website. So you would use this objective if the goal of your campaign was to simply get people to click on your ad to go over to a piece of content on your website. So for example, if you've got like an epic blog post or a video that you're trying to get people to watch or to see, then send people to your website. So remember, when you choose an objective, you're telling Facebook's algorithm that this is what you want to achieve with your ad campaign. Okay. And as we're going to talk about here in just a second, it aligns with the optimization and pricing. So what Facebook is optimizing your ads for. So if send people to your website, basically you're telling Facebook in so many words here to show my ad to as many people who are most likely to click on my website or take whatever action it is that you are choosing as the objective here. Likewise, for the next one, get installs of your app. So if you have an app and you're trying to get more people to install that app and you're using Facebook ads to do that, well, then you could use get installs of your app as the objective. Because if that's your goal, then this objective would align with that. Okay. The next one is raise attendance at your event. So if you have set up an event on your Facebook page for your business and you're doing an event, well, you can promote that using this objective here, raise attendance at your event. Get video views. is the next one. And this is one of those ones that people think like, oh, I'm using a Facebook video ad, or I have a video that I want to do a Facebook video ad for, I should say, so that I see get video views as the objective. So I guess I have to choose that one. No, you don't necessarily have to do that. So you would choose get video views as your objective for the video. If your goal is to simply get as many views of the video as possible, okay? If your goal is to get people to watch the video and then click through to register for a webinar or download something or have them take an action, then you would use increased conversions on your website as the objective, which we're going to talk about here in just a second. Get video views is more so, again, just to kind of reiterate here, if you want to get as many people to watch your video as possible, that's all the goal of your campaign would be, is to, I just want eyeballs on the video. I don't necessarily care that they're going to click through and take an action. So get video views is more of awareness for your video. Okay. Then collect leads for your business. I think, again, this one I think should be over in the conversion category, but whatever. This is the lead ad. So somebody can register or opt in, give you their information right from within the ad. We talked about lead ads back on episode number 96. We talked all about lead ads. So that's what collect leads for your business. This is one of those ones that people get tripped up on because they think, well, my goal is to get people to opt into my email list here. So I must do collect leads for your business. So it's a little bit misleading, but just think collect leads for your business. That is the lead ad. And if you do lead ads, definitely recommend that you use a third-party tool, you know, like something like Ad Espresso or SyncSumo or Plus This with Infusionsoft or whatever. So that is collect leads for your business. That's lead ads. Now moving over to the conversion category. And again, guys, I'm going to have this screenshots of this in descriptions over in the show notes page for the episode here today, rickmulready.com/110. So the conversion category, the first one is increase conversions on your website. So this is when the goal of your campaign is to get people to say like register for a webinar or download a guide or a cheat sheet or a checklist or whatever it is. You're looking for someone to give you their name and their email address, or maybe it's just their email address. Increased conversions on your website is a little bit misleading because that also could mean like a landing page, like a lead page or something like that. It's not just your website. This is the website conversions objective that people, including myself, talk a lot about, just sort of throw that generally around. Increase conversions on your website is when your goal is to get people to give you their information, or maybe it might be a small sale, like an inexpensive sale. Okay. So increase conversions on your website is the first option in the conversion objective category. Increase engagement on your app. Pretty self-explanatory. Again, if you have an app and you're looking to increase engagement on it, then you could use that objective. Get people to claim your offer. If you've created an offer on your Facebook page, an offer like if you have like a discount or a percentage off or a free giveaway or whatever, this is one that you could test out if you want to do that. I'm not necessarily a huge fan of this one, and I'll explain here in just a second, but if you want to be testing that and you have an offer as a business, get people to claim your offer. You'd have to create the offer first on your page in order to use that, but this is another objective that you could test out. Promote a product catalog is the second to last objective here in the conversion category. So if you've set up a product catalog with using your Facebook page and you have different products, you could use that as an objective. And then finally, get people to visit your stores. So if you're an advertiser where you have, if you're, a local business and you have multiple business locations, you could use this objective to build like dynamic ad campaigns that are relevant locally to each store. Okay. So this is one that you'd have to set up. You'd have to do some pre-work and set the businesses up in conjunction with your Facebook page and so forth and set that up in Business Manager. So if you are doing that, then this could be an option for you to choose. Okay. So you can kind of see here how they're worded, like increase conversions or get installs of your app or you know, reach people near your business, it's sort of the end goal. They've kind of worded it as the end goal here. Okay. So send people to your website. We often say like, this is your clicks to website objective here. So it's a little bit misleading once you go in here and start reading through. So those are when you might want to use those. Now, the ones that I do recommend that you use, most of the campaigns, I recommend that you use increased conversions on your website. Now, again, it's going to be dependent on whatever it is that you're trying to achieve with your campaign. So you might say, well, Rick, the end goal of my campaign is to make sales, but your sales funnel is such that you're driving traffic to get people to, you know, download a piece of content so that they can consume that content. And then you're going to follow up with them via email and make your offer via the email. And then eventually that's the sale. So you could say, well, Rick, the end goal of my campaign is a sale. Well, yes, but the initial conversion that you're looking for, the initial goal of your campaign is to get people to opt in to your email list. So in that case there, it would be increased conversions on your website as the objective that you'd want to choose. This is the one that most people that I work with, most of my students, most people here listening to the podcast who I have talked to, increased conversions on your website is the one that we see that most people would be using. Now, again, just to reiterate, it's going to be different depending on whatever your objective, whatever the goal of your specific business is. Now, just to kind of clarify there, what I tend to do if I'm running traffic to a high ticket offer. So let's just say if I'm running Facebook ads for the FBA live event, which we're talking about here, that is a higher ticket. That would be considered a higher ticket event. Higher ticket meaning like it's not like a $9 or $15 offer or something like that. So in that case, I would probably use send people to your website as the objective, because my goal there is, remember, if we do increase conversions on your website, then Facebook is optimizing for that action. Okay. And so since most of the people who are coming to that page, because it's a higher ticket item, aren't necessarily going to be purchasing, they're going to be checking it out and reading about it, then I would use send people to your website, because my goal there would be to get as many people within my target audience over to that page. So I would do send people to your website. Okay. So 9 times out of 10, just to kind of wrap this section of it up here, we're going to be doing increased conversions on your website because their goal is some sort of direct response. We're trying to sell something in the end. We're trying to build our email list. We're trying to get people to register for a webinar. Okay. So increased conversions on your website would be the objective I recommend. And again, just to kind of finally reiterate here, it really depends on what your goal is, what your specific business is, and what you're trying to achieve. So choose the objective that most aligns with what you are trying to make happen with your campaign. Okay. Now, what about the setup? This is another question I get quite a bit is, you know, can you use multiple objectives in one campaign? No, you choose one objective per campaign. And so if your goal, for example, is to, let's just say your ultimate goal here with what you're trying to achieve is to get people onto your email list. And you're going to do that by first sending them to a piece of content on your website and then retarget those people who visit your website, visit that piece of content and show them an offer that gets them onto your email list. So that would be actually 2 campaigns. So with the first campaign where your goal is to get people to the content on your website and then you would retarget them. So that first campaign, the objective would be send people to your website, because you're showing them an ad, letting them know you have some free content over on your site that you want them to check out. So that would be send people to your website as the objective. So clicking on your ad over to your website. Then you'd have another campaign where you'd be retargeting those people who are visiting that content. We're not getting into pixels or retargeting or anything like that here on this episode. But if this is your goal, then that second campaign, the objective would be conversions. So increase conversions on your website, because again, the idea is to get people, because you're targeting people who visited that content. Now the goal is to get them onto your email list to opt in for whatever the offer is, whether it's a, you know, a cheat sheet or a checklist, a guide, webinar, whatever that might be, then your goal becomes get them onto your email list, objective being increase conversions on your website. So there would be two different campaigns there. You're using one objective per campaign. You know, how does this all fit together as far as, you know, what your ads are optimized for and what you're charged for? Well, depending on what objective that you choose, you're going to get different options for that specific objective when it comes to setting up what you optimize for and how you are charged for your ads. Now, this is at the ad set level. Okay, so you've chosen your objective at the campaign level, and then at the next level, underneath the campaign level, if you will, is the ad set level. So that's where you're setting up your targeting and your dates and your budget and your placement, and then also what you optimize for. So depending on the objective that you've chosen at the campaign level, you're going to see different options for that specific objective when it comes to setting up your optimization and what you're charged for. Okay. And it's actually the optimization choice that tells Facebook how to show your ad to the people in your target audience. So what do I mean by that? For example, if your objective is conversions, you know, increase conversions on my website, you can tell Facebook to show your ad to the people in your target audience who are most likely to convert on your landing page or on your website. Or you could tell them, you know, show your ads to people in your target audience who are most likely to click. Or you can also select to tell Facebook to show your ad to people in your target audience as many times as possible. So where you're optimizing for impressions. So you do have different options there. What I recommend that you do, though, is just go with the default, which is what we normally do in my business. Also, I talk about all the time as far as using the default option for what Facebook gives you based on the objective that you have chosen. Okay. So for example, going back to this, what we're talking about here, if your objective is conversions, then I would recommend optimizing for conversions. So what you're doing essentially there is you're telling Facebook and allowing Facebook's algorithm to do the work for you. And so it will be showing your ad to the people within your target audience that you've set up who are most likely to convert on your landing page or on your website. And Facebook knows this because it has so much data about its users. It knows these things. It knows what's going on. So let Facebook's algorithm do the work for you. I mean, believe it or not, Facebook wants you to succeed. And the algorithm, hopefully, is what is doing that for you. I don't mean hopefully is it working? It's working, but it's hopefully succeeding for you. Okay, so let Facebook's algorithm do the work for you. So when it comes to choosing the optimization, then I recommend going with the default option. So if your objective is conversions, then optimize for conversions. If your objective is clicks and send people to your website, then I recommend going with optimizing for clicks. Okay. Again, because now by doing that, Facebook sets your ad up to be shown to the people within your target audience who are most likely to take that action. Let Facebook's algorithm do the work for you. Of course, as with all of your paid traffic, this is all about testing. Okay. So the key here is to test to see where you get the best results. I know a lot of people, I have students, I've done it myself, where even though our objective might be conversions, that maybe we might test out on a very small budget. Maybe let's see how it does with clicks over to our website to see if that works. 9 times out of 10, I'm not doing that because we're getting good results with the objective that most aligns with our goal here. But the key here is just a test to see where you get the best results. And again, this is no different from all of your paid traffic. It's all about testing. Okay. So I hope that helps kind of clear up choosing the right objective for your Facebook ads campaign. Choosing the right objective is super, super important because, as I mentioned before, once you know what your goal is and what the strategy is, what your game plan is for your Facebook ads, then choosing the objective should be very easy for you because you know exactly what you're trying to achieve with your Facebook ads. Okay. And again, I'm going to outline this. I'm going to have screenshots and stuff over in the show notes page for the episode here today, rickmulready.com/110. Now, if you are liking the podcast here, please show your support by leaving a quick, honest rating and review for the show over on iTunes. It's a huge help. Only takes about 30 seconds to do it. Just go to iTunes, type in The Art of Paid Traffic, click on ratings and reviews, and you can leave your honest review right there. We are currently at 184 ratings, and my goal is to hit 200 by the end of the year. Now, this episode's coming out in early to mid-November, so we have plenty of time to get 16 more ratings for the podcast there on iTunes. We can definitely hit that goal of 200. So if you've not yet left a rating, please take a quick second to do that for the show. It's a huge help, and thank you so much in advance for doing that. Really appreciate it. Now, before we do wrap up, as I mentioned at the top of the show, just want to mention again, if you'd like to be one of the 30 people to attend FBA Live here in San Diego this December 9th, 10th, and 11th, just go to rickmulready.com/live. We'll also link that up in the show notes for the episode today for all the details and to reserve your spot. Again, at the time of the recording here, there's only 10 spots that are still open. Okay, so 20 spots have been taken, 10 spots are left, and we're going to be closing that down very, very soon. This is a 3-day intimate workshop experience where you're going to learn cutting edge online business building strategies, tips, and tactics that are working right now to grow and automate your business. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, also, if you are one of my FB Advantage or FB Advantage local students, you can get $300 off to attend. Amy Porterfield, Pat Flynn, James Wedmore, Amber McHugh, and more are all going to be speaking at some point over those 3 days. This is an opportunity for you to implement, with the help of me and my team, your Facebook ad strategy to grow your business. We are going to be personally helping you, looking over your shoulder to make sure that you're walking away with an active, high converting campaign. And then also, if you're already doing Facebook ads right now, we're going to help you make them better by the end of this workshop. So just go to rickmulready.com/live to check out the agenda and to reserve one of those remaining 10 spots. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening today. Really appreciate it. Got a lot of great episodes coming your way in the upcoming weeks. So until then, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.